you all tissied up for, Stanford?
Oh, I'm not tissied up.
You got your best suit on.
Yeah, I know. But all the parents are coming today for the opening of the new classroom.
All right, well, I know that.
Well, my mother made me put my best suit on.
Serves you right.
Aren't your mother and father coming?
Yeah, of course they are. They'll be here in a minute. But I couldn't see any reason to get all tissied up.
Well, I couldn't help it.
You're telling me.
How do you mean?
Skip it. That's only Mrs. Greenbottle going to open it anyhow.
Yeah, why don't they ask her?
Search me. My mother can open the door as good as she can.
So can mine.
I don't reckon it's fair.
No, that's what I thought.
I reckon we ought to do something about it.
How do you mean, do something?
Well, you know, burn the place down or something.
Hey, there you go, you can't do that.
A bloke ought to.
But it's only just been rebuilt.
Yeah, I know. Let's have a look inside.
We'd better not go until it's officially opened.
Ah, oh, rats.
What's that?
Door's locked.
Strike.
Looks like getting through the window.
Hey, there go. The mob will be here any minute.
Yeah, well, where is everybody? Oh, I mean, are we early or what?
Yeah, we were a bit.
Well, let's get through the window.
Hey, look out. Here's Mr. Snoodles.
Where?
Coming over here, see?
Oh, he would.
Hello.
Hello.
Are you boys here already?
No, we're both down at the barber's getting our hair cut.
Are you?
Yes.
I think you're being very rude. I was simply intimating that you were here a little early for the ceremony.
Oh, I see.
If this weather keeps up, we ought to be in for a good morning.
Good morning, Mr. Snoodles.
Hello.
What's the classroom look like inside, Mr. Snoodles?
Very nice indeed.
Indeed?
Yes.
But he means inside.
Oh, inside. Yes, well, it's very nice indeed, inside.
Ah, indeed.
Yes, inside.
Can we have a look?
No, not as yet. You'll have to wait until after the opening ceremony.
Hey, what's that?
What's what?
That velvet box thing you got.
What's this?
Yeah.
This contains the key with which Mrs. Greenbottle will perform the opening ceremony.
You don't say so.
Yes, I do. I have been instructed to leave same on the table on the platform here. And, oh.
What's the matter?
Oh, on looking at the table, I find that I have made a serious omission.
Yeah. I
must have suffered a mental lapse.
Hey, listen, why don't you speak English?
I do speak English.
Well, I'm blowed if I can understand you. What have you done?
I was instructed to place on the table a jug of water and a glass.
A jug of water and a glass?
Yes, and I have omitted to do so.
What's a jug of water for, Mr. Snoodles? For the teacher to have a drink.
What, drink from a jug of water?
Yeah.
Don't be silly. After he's been talking for a half hour, he just likes to do a high dive.
Oh.
See?
No, he doesn't.
Oh, yes, he does.
Hey, just a minute. He couldn't dive into a jug of water. Of
course he could.
Well, strike, I couldn't.
Well, if you boys will excuse me, I must get that jug and glass.
Sure.
Excuse me.
Ta-da.
Hello.
He's mad.
Is he?
Yeah, so are you.
No, I'm not.
Oh, rat. Hey, look.
What?
He's left that box with the key in it.
So he has.
Give us it, I'll open the classroom.
Hey, fair go. Mrs. Greenbottle's got to do that.
Well, I can do it too, can't I? Look, it's a roaster.
Strike.
I'll open the door.
Strike, your carpet.
Eh, there's nothing wrong with opening the door, is there?
No, but gee.
Well, strike, here they come. Here, take this key.
No, I'm not going to take it.
Well, I can't put it back in the box. Percy's watching me. Look at him.
Well, shove it in your pocket.
In my pocket?
Yeah, the box is closed. He won't notice it.
Yeah, but, oh, strike, it's too late now. It's in my pocket.
Well, come this way, everybody, will you? Come along. Just get yourself seated as best you can.
Oh, Bottomley and Stanford are here already.
Yes, sir.
Well, good morning, boys.
Good morning, sir.
Good morning, boys. Mrs. Greenbottle, will you come here on the platform just next to me?
Oh, thank you, Dr. Tim. Oh, I'm so nervous.
Yes, well, Greenbottle.
Yes?
You can sit up here on the platform with your mother.
Yes, I? Oh, well, what do you know about that?
Oh, strike, that's decent.
Bottle, look, mind your own business.
Ah.
Yes, ah. As a matter of fact, you and Stanford will both sit up here as well.
Oh, I can't. Shift over, Greenbottle.
Oh, you get your pussy back in
there. Well, shift over.
Quiet.
Oh, get off my toe.
Yes, and you keep quiet. Oh, look, I'm sorry. Was that your toe?
Yes, of course it was.
I'm not talking to you, maniac. I was just wondering if that was your mother's toe, Greenbottle.
Yes.
Yes, what?
Yes, it's just as well for you and me old man's body, yes.
Oh, I see.
Don't you start talking about your father.
I never mentioned it.
I didn't say you did.
No, I'm sorry.
I was talking to my boy.
Yes.
Yes, well, that clears that up.
Yes.
Do I start now?
Yeah, well, as soon as everybody is settled, Mrs. Greenbottle, I shall make my introductory remarks.
Hey, Mum.
Yes?
You're not his mum.
That's all you know. Now, All right, Bottomy, I know I'm not his mother.
Yes.
Yes, what?
Yes, so do I.
Oh, I see.
I knew that too, sir.
Oh, did you? Well, that's about the only thing that you ever did know.
Yes. Hey, Mum.
Well, what is it, boy?
Hello.
Hello.
How are you? No, listen.
Hey, Green Bottle, you're mad. Oh.
You shut up, Bottomy, and I'll dong you.
Yeah, have a pop. Go on, listen. Have a pop.
Yes, I will.
Stop fighting.
Sit down in your place there.
Yes, well, I can say hello to
my
mother if I want to.
My dear Green Bottle, you can say hello to your mother even if you don't want to, as far as I'm concerned.
I know.
But not now.
Hey, Rhea.
Hold your tongue, Bottomy. We've got to get through this ceremony.
Everybody's here now, sir.
I reckon this is a waste of time.
Here. No.
I know.
Listen, if you boys don't keep quiet, we'll have to cancel this whole thing. Mrs. Greenbottle, look, I must ask you to accept my sincerest apologies. Everything seems to have gone wrong this morning. It's most unusual, I assure you. Everything at this school usually runs so smoothly.
Yes.
Yes, what?
Yes, my old man tells you lies, too.
Oh, I see.
Don't you talk about your father like that.
No.
Yes.
You ought to be ashamed of yourself.
Yeah, I'll see you afterwards, my boy.
Oh, me?
Yes, you, Greenbottle. I'll see you afterwards in my study.
Hey, Mum.
Well, what is it?
Don't I have to walk home with you afterwards?
Yes, you do.
Yes, I have to go straight home.
All right. Well, then I'll see you tomorrow.
Yes.
When are you going to start this show?
Yes, well, it's not a show, Bottomy, but we're starting immediately. Yes, Al. Now then, are you ready, Mrs. Greenbottle?
Yes, I think.
Very good. Well, now, look, I'll just say a few words by way of introduction.
Yes.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, thank you. Well, ladies and gentlemen, firstly, I would like to say how very pleased I am to see so many parents and friends along here at the school today.
Hold on.
It is very pleasing
Hold
to
on.
Me. As
I
Mark,
have
Mark,
it here.
What,
Hold
you,
on.
What do you want? What did you say?
I just said, hold hard.
Hold hard?
Yes.
What for?
On account of, I have here a jug of water and a glass you requested.
How happy. Well, look, can't you see that I'm making a speech?
I forgot, Sam.
Well, take it away.
I thought the lady might like a drink.
Oh, did you? Well, she doesn't.
She can have a drink if she wants to.
All right.
Well, she can't have one if he takes it away.
Look, I wish somebody would take you away.
Well, I will.
You couldn't.
Oh, yes, I can.
Oh, no, you can't.
Bottomy.
Yeah?
Do you want to be caned in front of all these people?
No.
Well, keep quiet or you will be. And Mr. Snootles.
Yes?
Look, just put that jug and glass on the table here and sit down over there and listen.
Yes.
Now, sit down. Right. Ladies and gentlemen. Firstly, let me apologize for that little interruption. Now then.
Mom?
Yes? No.
Well, what is it?
Hello?
Keep quiet.
Yes.
Shut up, Greenbottle. He's waiting for you.
Yes.
Thank you.
Yes.
Ladies and gentlemen. Now, I had prepared rather a long speech for you today, but as time is slipping by, I think it would be far better if I made my remarks very brief.
Here.
Shut up.
Yes.
We are very honored to have with us today Mrs. Greenbottle, who has kindly consented to open our new classroom. And I think that, Mrs. Greenbottle, before she performs the opening ceremony, I feel...
Hey, Mom.
Keep quiet.
Yes, but he's talking about you.
I know he is, but keep quiet.
Yes.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, I... Without further ado, I will now ask Mrs. Greenbottle to first address you and then to open our new classroom. You wait, Greenbottle. You just wait. Mrs. Greenbottle. Thank you. Just step this way. If you'll just stand here, Mrs. Greenbottle.
Hey, Greenbottle.
Yes?
There's your mom.
Yes, I know.
Look, will you boys keep quiet? Thank you, Mrs. Greenbottle.
Dr. Pym, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes.
I can only say how happy I am to be called upon to perform this opening ceremony.
Yes.
Keep quiet.
Oh, she's reading it. Yes, well, just because your mother can't read it doesn't mean mine can't.
Well, my mother can read.
Yes, what are you talking about?
Will you stop talking? Just you wait, you boy. Just you wait. Look, I'm sorry, Mrs. Greenbottle. As you were saying.
My own boy has been at this school for some years now, and both my husband and I are very satisfied with his progress.
Yes.
Greenbottle, shh.
Which is only a reflection of the good work which is done by Dr. Pym.
Yes.
Hey, pipe down. Quiet.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yes.
No, I'm not.
I trust that the new classroom will be an inspiration to both master and pupil. And I will now declare it open by opening the door.
Oh, quite so. You'll find the key in the velvet case, Mrs. Greenbottle.
Oh, thanks, sir.
Yes.
Doctor?
Yes?
There's no key here.
For the moment, I thought you said there was no key there. You did say that.
Yes, I did.
No key? No, show me.
Ah, there's no key.
Mr. Sandshoe, Mr. Snoodle, Mr. Snoodle.
Yes.
Where's the key?
The key is in the box.
Oh, is it? Well, it isn't.
Well, it should be.
I know it should be, but it isn't. Look, I'm terribly sorry, Mrs. Greenbottle.
I left it in the box.
Yeah, well, who took it out?
Yes, you took it out.
Well, I didn't.
Ah, well, that's all right, then.
All right. Well, look, it's not all right. Mrs. Greenbottle can't open the classroom without the key.
It looks like her getting through the window.
Yes, I wonder if you'd mind getting through the window, Mrs. Greenbottle.
No!
Bottomy, look, mind your own business. I can't ask Mrs. Greenbottle to get through the window.
Why, sir?
Well, I suppose she wouldn't... What?
Oh, you should have, Stafford.
Well, I only said why.
Well, look, don't say anything. Oh, dear. We must get that door open somehow.
Shall I get the axe?
Yes, get the axe. But no!
Why, do that experiment and blow it up again.
Yes, we could.
Yes, that's an idea.
Oh, Greenbottle, will you stop talking like a lunatic? Listen, who's got that key? It couldn't walk away.
No, I left it on the table.
Yes, and who was here then?
Only Masters Bottomley and Stamford.
Oh, well, that... Oh, only Bottomley and Stamford.
Yes.
Stamford, what did you do with it?
I never had it, sir.
But you saw it?
Yes, sir.
Well, what did you do with it?
Nothing, sir. Bottomley just put it in his pocket.
Oh, well, that's all right, but I thought one of you...
What? You're white, Stamper.
Bottomley, have you got that key?
Well, yeah.
Oh, have you?
Yeah, well, it just sort of got in my pocket, sort of.
Oh, did it? Well, just sort of take it out, sort of.
Yeah. Oh, look, here it is.
Give me that. Mrs. Greenbottle, will you now open the classroom with this key?
Certainly.
And please hurry before something else happens.
Certainly, Doctor. I now declare this classroom open.
At last.
Oh,